Our Heavenly Father, dear Lord Jesus,
亲爱的天父，亲爱的主耶稣基督，
It is so wonderful to see that the Word become flesh.
何等的奇妙，我们看见神的话道成肉身。
Jesus, Son of God, came down to earth, became a man.
神的儿子耶稣来到世上成了一个人。
You live on this earth for 33 and a half years.
你住在世上33年半。
You preach the kingdom of God to your people.
你把神的国传扬给你的百姓。
You proclaim the will of the Father to the whole earth.
你向神的旨意向这世上的人全地来宣扬。
Those who listen to you follow you all the way.
那些听你的话跟随你的人一直要跟随到底。
They carry their own cross and follow you to the end. You reward them.
那些属你的人，他们要背起自己的十字架来跟随你，到最后你要报答他们。
You call your great commission to disciple the nations.
你也最后留下了一个大使命，要你的门徒去全地来宣扬你的福音。
In the day of Pentecost.You anoint your body.
在五旬节那一天，你用圣灵来膏抹了你的身体。
The birthday of the church became true.
这个教会诞生了。
Lord, you have sent out your disciples to preach the gospel throughout the whole world.
主，你就差遣你的门徒到世界的各地去宣扬你的福音。
Today, as we celebrate the day of Pentecost.
今天我们在这里一起来庆祝五旬节。
We want to offer our bodies as living sacrifices to you.
我们愿意把我们的身体献上，当作活祭。
Tell you, Lord, we are yours.
我们告诉主说，主啊，我们属于你。
We have no other Lord but Jesus Christ.
我们除了主耶稣以外，没有其他的主。
We give you all the honor and glory.
我们把所有的尊贵和权柄都给你。
We pray and approach.By faith, we appropriate the anointing from above.
因着信，我们求上面的圣灵来浇灌我们。
Lord, you will use every one of us to be your testimony.
主，你也使用我们每一个人成为你的见证。
Thank you for today we gather in front of you.
主，我们感谢你，我们今天可以一起聚在你的脚前。
This is a great privilege you have bestowed on us.
实在是你给我们莫大的特权。
Glorify thy name.
主，愿你的名得荣耀。
We pray for all the missionaries around the world.
我们也为在世界各地的宣教士来为他们祷告。
May every one of them be faithful to your call.
愿他们每一个人都能够忠诚于你的呼召。
So that this gospel of kingdom will be spread.
所以这个国度的这个福音可以在全地宣扬。
So your second coming becomes eminent.
所以你的再来可以更快的再来。
Lord, enhance your people.
主，我们求你真是来提高你的增进你的这个儿女们。
Strengthen your church.
坚固你的教会。
Make us ready for your second coming.
让我们每个人都预备好等你回来。
We pray also for the wisdom from above.
我们也为天上的智慧来祷告。
As we share your precious word today,
我们今天在这里来分享你宝贵的话语。
You grant the speaker and the interpreter the ability to speak for you.
求你高抹这个讲员讲的翻的能够有能力来为你说话。
Also pray for all the audience that as we listen, we have the revelation from above.
也求所有听的主都有从天上面来的启示。
So we can see you face to face.
我们可以与你面对面的来见你。
Behold your glory upon your church.
看哪，你的荣耀就在你的教会里。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
Nice to see you in this wonderful day.
很高兴能在今天这样一个美好的天气里面与大家相见。
This year our church theme is the testimony of Jesus and the Word of God.
今年我们教会的主题是耶稣基督的见证并神的道。
So this year we have focused on the book of Revelation.
所以今年我们的侧重点是这个启示录这本书。
And we know in this, the last book of the Bible,
我们知道在这本书是圣经的最后一本书。
Contain eight visions, great visions.
有八个大的启示。
And God tried to reveal through these eight visions concerning His work during the end of time.
神用这八个意象来向人们来启示他最后在末后的日子要在地上所行的事。
If there is no such a book exists in the Bible, then no one will know what is the eternal purpose of God.
若没有最后这一卷书的话，没有人能够真正明白神的永远的旨意是什么。
And thank God, God let John, the Apostle John saw the vision by his in his 90s.
感谢主，神让这个使徒约翰在他九十多岁时候看见了这个异象。
And he saw this eight great vision and wrote it down. So today we will all know how God will usher in His kingdom.
感谢主，这个约翰就把这八个意象记下来，我们今天就可以明白神怎样会来带领我们进入他这个永远的国度。
In order for God to perform His purpose on earth,
为了神能够在地上来成就他的这个旨意。
His first vision reveal who He is.
他第一个意象就是来启示他是谁。
And He is the High Priest.Our Lord Jesus.
那位就是我们的主耶稣那位大祭司。
Because in the first vision, Apostle John saw the Son of God walking in the midst of seven golden lampstands.
因为在第一个意象里面，使徒约翰他就看见了我们的主耶稣基督在行走在七个金字台中间。
And we all know that the seven golden lampstand.Only can be seen in the holy place.
我们都知道，那这七个金灯台只有在这个圣所里面
，yes，
才可以看见。
And the time when John the Apostle saw the vision, it was in the 90s, in the first century.
当约翰看见那个异象的时候，是在他九十多岁，也就是在第一世纪。
In the 90s, we know.The temple in the Jerusalem was already destroyed by the Romans.
我们知道，在那个时候，在这个耶路撒冷圣殿已经被罗马人所毁坏了。
Right, the second temple was totally burned down, tear down by the Roman soldier in 70 A.D.
就是在主后的七十八年，罗马 主后七十年。罗马士兵把这个第二个圣殿就完全烧毁了。
According to Jesus' prediction,
也就照着耶稣所预言的那样。
So on earth and even until today, you still cannot find the third temple.
到今日，这个第三个圣殿还没有建起来。
Right. However, when John saw the vision, he saw Son of Man walk in the midst of seven golden lampstands.
但是当这个使徒约翰看见那异象的时候，他看见了这个人子就行走在七个金灯台中间。
So if there is no temple on earth, then this vision must happen somewhere in this universe.
若那时候圣殿已经不在地上了，那这个异象他看见这个七个金灯台，肯定是在这个宇宙的某个地方。
Right, and we know in the book of Hebrew, in chapter 8 and 9, told us there is a true tabernacle.In the third heaven,
我们也在希伯来书的第八章、第九章，我们知道在天上有一个真正的帐幕，真帐幕。
Yeah, and that tabernacle has a mercy seat.
在那个真帐幕里面也有个施恩座。
And also, in the true tabernacle, there are seven golden lampstands.
同样，在那个真帐幕里面也有七个金灯台。
And Jesus must be.In the heavenly place, third heaven, walk in the sanctuary and manage the golden lampstand.
所以我们的主耶稣一定是在三重天上，在那个真帐幕里面行走在这个七个金台中间来管理他的教会。
So we know in the first vision, Jesus tried to reveal his position in the heavenly place.
所以我们就看到在这个第一个意象中，这个主耶稣就像这个约翰来启示他在天上的真正的这个地位。
So now let's read the verse on the screen.
我们下面来读这个这个经节。
That's in Hebrew chapter 8 verse 1 and 2.
就是希伯来书的八章一到二节。
Now the main point is what has been said in this. We have such a high priest who has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens.
我们所讲的是其中第一要紧的，就是我们有这样的大祭司已经坐在天上至大者宝座的右边。
A minister in the sanctuary and in the true tabernacle.
在圣所，就是在真帐幕做执事。
In the Chinese translation, in the first verse, you see the translator says, what we share, the most important thing, or the number one important thing is, we have such a high priest. He sat on the right hand of the Father.
所以在中文翻译里面我们可以看到，他说我们所讲的是其中第一要紧的，就是我们有这样的大祭司坐在天上。
The English translation says the main point.
英文的翻译说这个主要的这一点。
So this tells us that in this end time, when God tried to reveal what is his plan to all of us, and he is doing tremendous work in this stage, the number one thing we have to know is Jesus is in this position of high priest.
So we 就看见了神在这个末世他要做这么多伟大的事情的时候，他要我们记住第一个最重要的最要紧的，就是我们有我们的主耶稣，他是在天上是大祭司。
You know, when Jesus first came to earth,
我们知道当耶稣来到世上的时候，
he was born as a baby.
他生作为一个婴儿生在马槽里。
And only a few people really know who he really was.
只有很少几个人知道这个婴儿是谁。
Right. You know, there are sages from Persia to bring gold and gifts to visit the infant Jesus at that time.
我们知道那是有波斯的一些这个
博士们
，Yeah， 他们带了很多香料来作为礼物来献给耶稣。
And during those 33 years,
在那33年半中。
Jesus was Son of God and was preaching the gospel to the Jewish people.
耶稣他是神的儿子，他也向这个犹太人来宣扬神的福音。
He was not priest as a person.
但作为人来讲，他不是祭司。
Right, because on earth there was a high priest already.
因为当时在世上已经有大祭司了。
And when Jesus was on trial,
当耶稣受试炼的时候，
who was the judge? Judge Jesus.
被审判的时候，那时候谁来审判他呢？
The high priest.
就是当时的那个大祭司来审判他。
Right. High priest torn the cloth off and said, "You said something blasphemy to God."
当时这个大祭司就把衣服撕开，就对耶稣说：“你说了见枉的话了。”
You are only merely a man, but you claim yourself as son of God.
你不过是个人，但你却宣称你是神的儿子。
So you deserve death.
你应该被打死。
That was the way the high priest judged Jesus.
这就是当时那个大祭司来审判耶稣。
So you will know that Jesus' first mission on earth, he was not as a priest at all.
所以大家知道，当耶稣在来到世上的时候，第一次来的时候，他的职责并不是一个大祭司。
He was a hidden king.
他是个隐藏的王。
Yeah, he was a king, but was hidden. That's why the kingdom at that time was called the kingdom of heavens.
他是个王，但他的王，他的这个王国是隐藏的，所以那时候的这个王国被称为神的国，
天国，
天国
啊、So refer that's a hidden kingdom，
就代表那是一个隐藏的国度。
The world doesn't recognize him。
这个世人不认识这个国。
Only his disciple has received the revelation. Disciple will acknowledge Jesus is the king.
唯独他的门徒因的得到了启示，才能够认识耶稣是王。
And then he finished his job in his first 33 years on the cross.
然后耶稣最后就在十字架上完成了他在这个世上所有的这个工作。
He buried. He the third day he resurrected.
然后他被埋葬，第三日复活。
He stayed with his disciples for 40 days.
他与他的门徒同在有四十天。
And then he raised to the heaven.
然后他就升天。
How many days later, the Pentecost came?
大概又过了多少天，然后就是五旬节呢？
10.
十天。
Why 10?
为什么是十天呢？
Because Jesus, after his resurrection, 40 days he appeared to his disciples.
因为耶稣复活后有四十天与他的门徒同在。
And then he ascended to heaven.
然后他又被升天，升到天上。
Before his ascension, he told his disciples, "Don't leave Jerusalem. Wait until the Holy Spirit came."
在他升天的时候，他告诉他的门徒说：“你们不要离开，要等在耶路撒冷等待。”
So they wait for 10 days in Jerusalem, have a 10-day prayer meeting.
所以他们就留在耶路撒冷等了十天，有十天的祷告会。
And suddenly that morning, there was a big wind, big thunder.
然后在那天就突然有大风、
mm-hmm. and big thunder
大的这个雷轰
and the Holy Spirit came down，
然后这个圣灵就降临。
And Peter stood up made a testimony，
然后彼得就站起来做了一个见证。
Why you see Holy Spirit came down？
你为什么会看见圣灵像这样
呢？ It was the first time Holy Spirit poured down like promised in the Bible。
这是第一次圣灵这样子浇灌下来，像所应许的那样。
Uh-huh. And 120 disciples in the prayer meeting, they all receive the pouring of Holy Spirit.
所以那120个门徒在那里祷告的时候，他们就被圣灵这样浇灌。
Peter said, "What you see is the witness what God promised in the Old Testament. One day, the Holy Spirit will pour down."To all the flesh.
所以彼得就向他们做见证说，你们所看见的就是神所应许的，说有一天圣灵要从天上浇灌下来。
So that day, the church began.
所以那天教会就开始了。
That day, Jesus was anointed as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
在那天耶稣被浇灌被
高
然后称为万主之主万王之王。
Yeah, so it all happened during the day of Pentecost.
都是在五旬节那一天发生的。
Today is that day.
所以今天就是那一天。
So I'm so happy to preach this gospel, this good news to all of you on this Sunday.
所以我非常高兴今天能够跟大家在这里来传讲这个好消息。
And in the Bible there are seven festivals mentioned.
在圣经里面提到了有犹太人的七个节期。
And Pentecost is the fourth one.
所以五旬节是第四个。
Right in the middle.
在正中间。
All these first four festivals,
前面这四个节期,
in Jesus' first coming, it's all done.
在耶稣第一次来的时候都已经成就了。
Passover,
这个逾越节。
And Jesus, that's the day he was crucified.
耶稣就是在逾越节被杀。
First fruit,
这个初熟节。
Jesus was resurrected.
然后耶稣是复活。
Yeah, and feast of unleavened bread.
还有初孝节。
Yeah, unleavened bread, yeah. All this happened during Jesus' death, and the resurrection.
所有这一切都是成的复活。
That's for three festivals.
这是这前三个节期。
And then lastly, the last thing in the Jesus' first coming was this Pentecost.
所以最后一个就是与耶稣第一次来有关的这个节期，就是这个五旬节。
Yeah, and the remaining three.
剩下那三个。
It will come as the day of trumpet.
是在就是像那个吹角节。
What's the significance of the day of trumpet?
这个吹角节的这个重要性是什么呢
？On that day.
在那一日。
According to the Bible's prophecy.
照圣经的预言。
Jesus will come.
耶稣会回来。
And when Jesus come, there will be trumpet.
当耶稣回来之后，会有号角吹响。
So the fifth festival represent the announcement of his second coming.
所以第五个节就是这个吹角节，就宣告了耶稣的回来。
And the fifth will be the Day of Atonement.
这个第六个节期就是这个赎罪日。
Yeah, that's the day the high priest will go into the temple to offer.The sin offering,
就是在那一天，这个大祭司要进入这个至圣所来献上这个。
He will forgive the sin of the Israel.
神会原谅赦免以色列人的一切的罪。
Why?
为什么
？Because even today, in 2023,
因为即便在今天2023年
，the whole Israel people, 12 tribes.Return from everywhere around the world to Israel.
这个以色列的十二个支派，他们从世界各地回到以色列。
That happened in from 1917.
从1917年开始。
Yeah, for the past 100 years.
过去的这一百年里面。
Those scattered around the globe, the Jewish people, they return to Israel to rebuild the country of Israel.
所有居住在世界各地的犹太人都回归这个以色列来重建这个国家。
That became true in 1948.
所以这个国家就是1948年建立。
So that was a big miracle according to what the Old Testament predict.
所以照着这个圣经所预言的，这是一个很大的一个神迹。
All right, now.Even they return to the Israel, the promised land. However, as a nation of Israel, they still reject Jesus.
所以虽然这些犹太人回归了这个以色列这个国家，但是作为一个国家来讲，他们仍然是拒绝耶稣。
This year,
今年
in Jerusalem, the Congress of Israel.
在这个以色列的这个国会。
Mm-hmm. 在 Jerusalem,
在耶路撒冷
they still issue a law, try to pass the Congress.
他们仍然试着来通过一项法律。
This law, if passed, that will forbid preaching gospel to the Jewish people.
若这项法律被通过的话，他们就会要禁止向以色列人传福音，向犹太人传福音。
So you can see the Judaism.Even today has a stronghold against the gospel of Jesus.
所以大家可以看见，目前这个犹太教的这些信犹太教的这些人，他们仍然非常坚决的、坚持的来强烈的反对这个。
Even Jesus came after 2,000 years, this Judaism still reject the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以我们看见，虽然耶稣已经回来，诞生2000多年以后。这些犹太教的人，他们仍然拒绝耶稣。
But Bible predict.
但是圣经这样预言。
When Jesus' second coming.
当耶稣第二次来的时候。
Deliver Israel from a huge crisis. At that time, they are in national crisis.
所以耶稣会把以色列人、犹太人从一个很大的危机中解救出来。
Because the world will come to try to.Destroy Israel.
因为这个全世界的这些仇敌都要聚集在一起，要来毁灭以色列。
At that moment, they saw the one delivered them from the crisis is Jesus himself.
所以到那一天，他们就看见把他们从这危机中解救出来的就是耶稣。
So the whole 12 tribes wept, repent before the Messiah.
所以说，所有的十二个支派的百姓就在这个弥赛亚面前就哀哭悔改。
When they repent, Jesus will forgive their sin. That's the day of atonement.
当那一天，当他们悔改的时候，耶稣就会赦免他们。这就是那个赎罪日的那一天所代表的。
Right. That's the sixth festival.
这就第六个节期。
And the last one
最后一个
will be the Feast of Tabernacle.
就是
祝棚节。
祝棚节。
Yeah. So that return symbolized the beginning of the millennium.
那个就预表了这个千年国度。
Right. So all these seven festivals as a milestone for to predict what God will do to usher in his kingdom.
所以这七个节期就作为一个记号，就能够来代表神的国度怎样一步一步的来实现。
Right. So for God to move this into in this direction, who is in charge?
在神这个计划里面，谁是在做这个掌权呢？
The high priest.
这个最关键的就是这个位大祭司。
Right. That's why the first vision will let Paul, let John see what Jesus' role in the first vision.
所以在这个约翰所看见的第一个意象里面，第一个就是让我们看见耶稣就是这位大祭司。
所以 that's the reason I read to you this first verse. The most important thing is you have to see that Jesus is the high priest.
所以这就是我们刚才读的经节里面说第一要紧的，就是耶稣就是这样的大祭司。
And this high priest is different from the earthly high priest, which represented by Aaron and his family.
所以这位大祭司和地上的那些大祭司是不同的，就是像亚伦以他的后代。
Right, that's the earthly represent the Old Testament.
那些属地的大祭司就是代表着这个旧约。
Right, which is totally abolished.
所以那些已经过去了。
Now,
旧约。
So my theme for today is what kind of high priest is Jesus?
所以我们今天的这个信息要讲的就是耶稣是一个什么样的大祭司。
This one. Let's read this verse, Hebrew chapter 5, verse 5 and 6.
我们一起来看希伯来书五章五到六节。
Verse 5. So also Christ did not glorify himself in becoming high priest, but the one who glorified him was God, who said to him, You are my son, today I have fathered you.
如此基督也不是自取荣耀做大祭司，乃是在乎向他说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你的那一位。
Verse 6. As also in another place God says, You are priest forever, in the order of Melchizedek.
第六节，就如经上又有一处说，你是照着麦基洗德的等次永远为祭司。
So in these two verses, I want to show you an important quotation in the Old Testament.
所以在这两节里面，我想让大家注意一下，在这个旧约中是怎样来描述的。
Jesus became high priest not because he grabbed it for himself. No, it was given to him by his father.
所以耶稣作为大祭司，并不是他自己去抢来的这个位置，而是父神给他的。
And the Heavenly Father's already predicted this statement in the Psalm 2.
Yeah, 在这个诗篇的第二篇，这个父神已经预言了，
right.
说有这样一位。
In this verse 5, there is God said to him, You are my son, today I have fathered you, was a quotation for Psalm 2.
所以我们看到这个第五节里面这一句话就说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你， 这句话出自于这个诗篇第二句。
Yeah, if you go to the Psalm 2, you will see verse 7, you see the exact quotation.
Yeah, 诗篇二篇的二章的三节七节。
In other words, this position only reserved for the Son of God.
所以这个位置，神所预言的这个位置，就是为基督耶稣所留的。
But he cannot be high priest on earth.
但是他不是在地上做大祭司。
Why? Because on earth there is already Aaron's family as a high priest.
因为在地上亚伦的家族已经在做大祭司了。
Let me ask you, who is Aaron?
问大家一下，那个亚伦是谁？
啊 ，Moses' brother, right?
是摩西的哥哥。
Yeah, Moses' brother in the Old Testament time was the first high priest.
所以在旧约里面，这个亚伦是第一个大祭司。
So in those 1500 years, the high priest was reserved for one family only, the Aaron's family.
所以在这个1500年这个旧约的这个历史中，这个大祭司这个位置就是跟亚伦的这个家族来。
Right. So Jesus cannot be another high priest on earth because there was already one. Otherwise, we'll have a twin case, huh?
Yeah. 所以耶稣在世上的时候，他不能做大祭司，因为地上已经有了亚伦的家族在做大祭司。
Right. So God said, "I will establish a new high priest."
神说我要设立一个新的大祭司。
According to Melchizedek order.
是照着麦基洗德的等次。
All right, let me ask every one of you. How many of you know anything about Melchizedek?
问大家一下，有没有人知道这个麦基洗德的任何的消息情况？请把手举起来。
One, two, three.
三个。
Four.Four people. See, you are all Christian. That's why you have to know. Most of us has no clue what is who is Melchizedek.
所以大多数人都根本不知道麦基洗德是谁。
We must know. So today, I hope after this message, you know who is Melchizedek.
我们希望今天这个信息以后，每个人都知道麦基洗德是谁。
Alice, when he lead you the psalm, she quote the verse in the book of Hebrew.
当我们 Alice 姐妹领大家唱诗的时候，她这个我们一起读了这个希伯来书的一段经文。
She didn't know what I will share today.
她选这个经文的时候不知道我今天要讲
什么。So she prepared her song Bible.
所以艾丽丝姐妹她预备她自己的诗歌和她的经文。
But somehow we are together. We all talk about the same person, Melchizedek.
所以不知怎么我们就同样选了这一段同样的经文都在讲这个麦基洗德。
And in her quotation, you will see in the book of Hebrew mentioned this Melchizedek is a difficult subject.
所以照着这个这个艾丽丝姐妹的这个所引的经文来看。麦基洗德是一个比较很难的一个
right subject，
很难的一个题目。Yeah.
In Hebrew, says you should know, but you still don't know because you are still babyhood, still drink milk.
就说你按理说你应该知道，但是你们还是不知道，因为什么？因为我们还都在喝奶。
Right.
Yeah. 吃奶。
So that was the quote she used in the Hebrew scripture.
那是在希伯来书里面所讲的。
Now I will give you three scriptures in the Bible.
下面我们要看三处经文。
And each quotation, first in the Genesis 14.
第一处是在创世纪十四章。
Genesis next
创世纪。
Genesis 14.Is there such a verse? No. All right. Well, if you have a Bible, let's turn your Bible to.
如果大家有圣经的话，可以翻到创世纪的十四章。
Yeah, Genesis 14, verse 17, I think.
创世纪十四章的十七节。
Genesis 14, verse 17.
Yeah, 创世纪十四章十七节。
After Abraham returned from defeating Kedorlaomer and kings allied with him, the king of Sodom came out to meet him in the valley of Shavuot, that is the king's valley.
亚伯兰杀败基大老马与他同盟的王回来的时候，索多玛王出来在沙威谷迎接他，沙威谷就是王谷。
Verse 18.
十八节。
Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of God Most High.
十八节，又有撒冷王班基喜德带着饼和酒出来迎接，他是至高神的祭司。
This is the first time Bible mentioned Melchizedek.
这是第一次在圣经中提到了麦基喜德。
And he blessed Abram, said.Blessed be Abram by God Most High, Creator of heaven and earth.
第十九节，他为亚伯兰祝福说，愿天地的主，至高的神赐福于亚伯兰。
Verse 20, and blessed be God Most High, who deliver your enemies into your hand. Then Abram gave him a tithe of everything.
至高的神把敌人交在你手里是应当称颂的，亚伯兰就把所得的拿出十分之一来给麦基洗德。
This happened during the time of Abraham.
这就是亚伯拉罕时期的发生的事情。
Right. If you read the whole context of this chapter,
如果你读了这个这一章的前后的这个经节
，in this location of Canaan,
在这个迦南地
there were about seven kings.
当时有七个王。
Divided into two, king of four and king of three.
所以一边是四个王，一边是三五王。
Nine kings.
九个王，一边是四个王，一边是五个王。
Yeah, they have a warfare between the two groups.
所以这个四王与五王就打仗。
First, the four kings defeat the five kings.
所以一开始呢，这个四王胜过了五王。
And then the four kings went to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
然后这四王呢，他们就夺取了这个索多玛和俄摩拉。
And who lives there?
当时谁住在那个索多玛呢？
Lot lives there.
所以就是罗德。
Yeah. So Lot is the cousin of Abram.
这个罗德呢是亚伯拉罕的侄子。
对。And then Abraham heard this bad news. He grouped his brave soldiers, 371 people, to go to rescue Lot.
所以亚伯兰听见这个消息以后，他就把他家里面这个318个人，然后一起带着去来救这个罗德。
And God helped Abraham won the victory.
然后神呢就帮助亚伯兰就打了胜仗。
Yeah. So that's the record. After his victory, defeat of these kings, then he saw Melchizedek welcome him.
然后当这就是当这个亚伯兰得胜以后回来，然后他又看见亚伯这个麦基洗德来迎接他。
In this paragraph, Bible introduced him. He said, he was the Salem king.
所以当圣经来介绍这个麦基洗德的时候说他是撒冷王。
Yeah. So based on his name and the location of his kingship, name means king of righteousness or king of justice.
所以就他所这个名号还有他在这个位置来讲，他就是这个公义王，也是这个平安王。
Yeah. That's the first introduction about this.Melchizedek.
所以这就是对这个麦基洗德最初的这个介绍。
And then when he blessed Abraham after Abraham's victory,
然后他就为亚伯拉罕祝福。
And in this ceremony, Abraham offered everything he has, tithe, to this king.
然后在这个祝福以后呢，这个亚伯拉罕就把他所得的这个十分之一来。献给这个麦基洗德。
This is first record in the Bible.
这就是圣经里面所记载的。
And then 1,000 years later,
一千年以后,
by the time of David,
到了大卫的时候,
in his revelation from God,
在他的启示中,
he wrote a song.
他写了一首, 一个诗篇的。
Let's turn to the second place, Psalm 110.
大家看诗篇的110。
Right. I want to read to you Psalm 110 by David.
诗篇一百一十篇是大卫的诗。
I will read, verse 4.
读第四节。
The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.
诗篇一百一十第四节。耶和华起了誓，绝不后悔，说：“你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。”
Right. If you read the whole context,
如果你读整个这个诗篇的话
，it is in David's observation.
从大卫看来
，he discovered God's will.
他发现了神的旨意。
In the beginning, first verse.
第一节，他这样说
：“The Lord says to my Lord.”
耶和华对我主说
耶和华 is the God the Father.
Yeah.
To my Lord, that's Jesus.、
Mm-hmm.
Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳。
In other words, God the Father already has a will in his heart that one day I will make my son.Conquer all his enemies.
所以父神早已在他心里有这样一个旨意，就说他的儿子有一天会胜过他一切的仇敌。
And in the verse 4 we just read.
第四节我刚刚读的。
I will give you a position of high priest in the order of Melchizedek.
第四节父神又这样说，你要照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。
That's the second time Bible mentioned this person.
所以这是在圣经里面第二次提到麦基
洗德的名字。That's 1,000 years later in David's time.
这是一千年以后大卫的时候。
Right, and the third time.
第三次。
Altogether three times only in the Bible.
圣经里面总共提到这个人三次。
Is the one we just read in Book of Hebrew?
就是在希伯来书里面。
In Book of Hebrew, this author also received a revelation.
在这个希伯来书里面，这位作者同样得到了启示。
And he said, "This is the most important point in Book of Hebrew."
他说，这就是在希伯来书里面，这是最重要的一个点。
Right. Let's read this verse, chapter 7, verse 1-3.
我们来看这个七章的一二三节。
Okay.For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham as he was returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him.
这麦基洗德就是撒冷王，又是至高神的祭司，本是长远为祭司的。他当亚伯拉罕杀败诸王回来的时候，就迎接他，给他祝福。
To whom also Abraham appointed a tenth part of all the spoils was first of all translation of his name, King of Righteousness, and also King of Salem, which is King of Peace.
亚伯拉罕也将自己所得来的取十分之一给他，他头一个名翻出来就是仁义王。他又名撒冷王，就是平安王的意思。
Verse 3. Without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor the end of life, but made like the Son of God, he remained a priest perpetually.
第三节，他无父无母，无族谱，无生之始，无命之终。 乃是与神的儿子相似。
So in this statement, the author of this book to indicate the typology for this Melchizedek, he seems there are no mention of father, no mention of mother, and there is no genealogy, and there is no birth, no death. So this is just like the Son of God.
所以这位这个希伯来书的这个作者就在这里提到，就是说这位麦基洗德无父无母无族谱无生之始无命之终，就是像在预表这个耶稣这个神的儿子。
Right. And the Bible tried to express to us is his priesthoodship is different from Aaron.
所以神这个圣经就想在这里来向我们来告诉我们，所以这位麦基洗德的这个祭司的这个职分与亚伦的这个职分是不同的。
Right. The contrast is between these two persons.
所以比较这两个人，麦基洗德和亚伦。
Aaron is just a typical human being.
所以亚伦就是一个很正常的人。
Now he has father, has mother, has genealogy, he has birthday, and he, we all know when did he die.
所以我们知道亚伦有父有母。也有族谱，也有知道他怎样生，然后知道他什么时候死的。
For this kind of person become a high priest, it's very very limited.
像这样的人来做大祭司的话，他的是非常有限的。
But Jesus is different.
但是耶稣是不同。
He lives forever.
他永远活着。
So when he becomes the high priest,
当他做大祭司的话。
His position is not earthly.
所以他的这个职位不是属地的。
His position is heavenly.
他的职分是属天的。
Now we all Christians saved by him.
所以我们这一切由他所救的这个基督徒。
Remember last time when I shared also about high priest, I mentioned chapter 3 verse 1.
所以上次我分享这个大祭司的时候，我提到了三章第一节。
The on high calling.
所以这个是同盟天召。
The calling has a unique description, heavenly calling.
所以这个呼召是有个特别的地方，就叫天召。
Yep, this is a different from all other call. This calling is towards heaven.
所以这个呼召与其他的呼召不同，这是从天上来的。
Right. So this is very important. All of us who are believer of Jesus Christ.
这对我们所有一切相信耶稣的人非常重要。
You have to know.
你必须知道。
You are called from heaven.
你对你的呼召是从天上来的。
And you have a high priest who is in heaven.
你们有一个大祭司在天上。
And he lives forever.
他永远活着。
And he offered the sacrifice is once for all.
他所献的祭是一次献祭就永远有效。
In contrast to Aaron and all the different high priests,
这个与这个亚伦和其他一切的地属地的大祭司不同。
They all live on earth.
那些大祭司都住在生活在地上。
They all have limited in time and space.
他们所生活的时间也是有限。
They have to offer every year sacrifices.
每年他们都要来献祭。
First, they offer for themselves because they are sinners also.
首先，他们要先要为自己来献祭。
And then he offers sacrifice for the nation.
然后他们要为整个以色列百姓来献祭。
So that's very, very limited and also accomplished nothing.
首先，这个他们的职分是非常有限。其次，这个也没有什么功效。
Right, because the law accomplished nothing, only condemned us.
因为这个律法不能够救我们，只能够来
定我们的罪。
Right.
So that's Old Testament has to be abolished.
这就是为什么这个旧约已经被废去了。
And in the book of Hebrews, there is a better covenant.
所以在希伯来书里面就提到说有一个更好的约。
Right. Let's turn to the next.Page five. Is it? Yeah. Let me see. Let me see. Let me see. Yeah. In page, that's the one we missed. Yeah, we already read this one.
Yeah, 这是我刚才读的。
Right. Let's go to next page.
再往后面。
Mm.
讲的新约的地方。
Page 7, right? All right. Why this is a better covenant?
说为什么这个新约是一个更好的约呢？
Yeah. Let's read this Hebrew chapter 8, verse 6.
我们一起来读, 希伯来书的8章第6节。
No, I'm sorry. This is, no. Chapter 7, verse 22.
第希伯来书7章第22节。
Yeah, that's right. This is the one.
Yeah, 这个更美之约。
So much the more also Jesus has become the guarantee of a better covenant.
所以22节,7章22节说,既是启示立的,耶稣就做了更美之约的中保。Pay
attention to this term, a better covenant.
所以更美之约。Yeah.
What does it mean?
什么意思呢?
There are two words we have to understand.
有两个词我们一定要明白。For
number one, better covenant.
第一个就是更美之约。Number
two, guarantee.
第二个就是中保。Right.
All these terms are very foreign to us.
这两个词对我们来讲都很陌生。
And but relate to Jesus as a high priest, very, very critical.
但是对于这个耶稣做大祭司这个职分来讲是非常非常关键。
Why in the book of Hebrew mention better covenant?
为什么在希伯来书里面提到这个更美之约呢?
If you study this book of Hebrew, you will find always mention a key word called better.
如果你看希伯来书的话，你可以一直注意到有一个词，就是说更好。
Yeah. In the whole New Testament, mentioned 18 times better.
在整个这个圣经里面提到了18次这个更好。这个词,
New Testament.
在新约里面.
And 13 times in Book of Hebrew.
有13次是在希伯来书里面。
And if you have interest, you can go into this book and find out which 13 times talking about better.
如果你感兴趣的话，你可以到希伯来书里面看看这十三次这个更好是指的哪些地方。
I want to introduce you this better covenant.
这里提到就更美之约。
Mm-hmm. Just as I said, Old Testament was established between God and Israel people.
我们知道这个旧约是神与这个犹太人这个百姓所立的约。
When was it established?
什么时候建立的呢?
When they came out of Egypt.
当他们出埃及的时候,
when they arrived at Mount Sinai.
当他们到达了西乃山,
and God called these 2 million Exodus Israels.
神就召聚这200万这个出埃及的犹太人,
announced through Moses to them the Ten Commandments.
透过摩西向他们公布了十诫,
right? All the people express their gratitude, attitude before God. Everything commanded by God, we shall obey.
所以以色列人都向神，犹太人都向神来宣告说，神所命令的我们都要遵守。
Now, that's called the covenant of Moses.
这就是摩西为他们定的这个约。
Right. That goes on until Jesus' time.
这个旧约一直持续到耶稣的时代。Yeah,
but for that covenant, you will see right at the beginning.
你从这个旧约来看，一开始就可以看到。God
test them.
神会试验他们。How
God test them?
神怎么样试验他们？They
said, "We will obey," right?
他们说，我们都要遵守。So
God called Moses up to the mountain again.
然后神就把摩西召到山上。God
talked to Moses day one, day two, day three, many, many days.
神与摩西讲话很多天,
and the people under the mountain really get anxious.
所以在山下的百姓就变得很忧虑。
They don't see Moses.
他们看不见摩西下来。
Where is he?
摩西在哪里
？Was he eaten by tiger?
他是被这个老虎吃了。
Nobody knows.
没有人知道。
So people anxious, they came to Aaron.
所以他们就来到这个亚伦面前。
And they asked Aaron, "Make us a god."
他给亚伦，他们给亚伦说，给我们造一个神。
Yeah, so we can follow him.
所以我们可以跟着那个。
So Aaron said, "No problem. Just gather all your gold."
亚伦说没问题，就把你们的这个首饰都拿来。
So they offer earring, golden chain, everything to Aaron.
所以他们把身上的金的这个首饰、耳环全都摘下来。
Yeah, so here comes a golden calf.
所以这个金牛犊就出来了。
And they worship this golden calf.
他们就来敬拜这个金牛犊。
And if you read Bible carefully, Aaron said, "Behold, this is the God who lead us out of Egypt."
如果你仔细读圣经的话，你可以看到亚伦这时候指着那个金牛犊说：“这就是那个带你们出埃及的这个神。”
耶和华。Yes. So that's how they began to worship this golden calf, Jehovah.
这就是他们开始敬拜这个金牛犊耶和华。
They offer sacrifices.
他们向这个金牛犊献祭。
They worship him.
他们向他敬拜。
They are all happy.
他们都很高兴。
All 2 million people so happy. They sit down and eat, stand up and dance.
所以当时这个200万人就在那里，坐下吃喝，起来玩耍。
So no one will feel bad about it.
没有人觉得有什么不好。
Only one person.
只有一个人。
Get angry.
为此生气。
Who is this person?
这个人是谁
？God.
是神
right? God told Moses, "Go down, your people corrupted."
神就对摩西说，你赶紧下山吧，你的百姓已经这个败坏了。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
you will see, all we all, when we hear God's command,
我们当我们听见神的命令的时候
we all said to God, "Yes, we want to obey you."
我们都对神说，是的，我们愿意
遵守。But when we are under test,
在我们受试验的时候
，When we are under stress，
在我们受这个紧张的时候
，You will see a foxtail。
我们就看见我们的老虎狐狸尾巴就露出来了。
All right, what is the foxtail？
什么是狐狸尾巴
？You have a idol god。
所以你心里面还有一个偶像
，Right？ That's revealed through this golden calf。
所以在当时就通过这个金牛犊就显现出来了。
So you will see.
所以你看见。
Human being cannot keep the commandment of God.
所以看见人无法守住这个与神这个约。
Adam and Eve cannot keep, so is all the Israelites cannot keep.
亚当夏娃无法守住，所以这些犹太人也守不住。
How about you and me?
你和我呢
？Can we keep anything?
我们能够守住这个神的约吗？
We are the same.
我们和他们一样。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
we are all sinners. There's no one is righteousness.
我们都是罪人，没有一个是公义的。
So now God said, "I want to start again."
神说我要重新开始。
And He mentioned better covenant.
他又设立了一个更美的约。
And what is this better covenant?
这个更美的约是什么？
You also see in the Bible mentioned 3 times.
你可以看到圣经里面也提到三次。
First time mentioned better covenant.
第一次提到这个更好的约。
Is in book of Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 31.
是在耶利米书31章31节。
Right. So please open to Jeremiah 31:31. 很好记哈。
大家翻到耶利米书31章31节。
31:31. The time is coming, declare the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
耶和华说，日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。
It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, Because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declare the Lord.
不像我拉着他们祖宗的手领他们出埃及地的时候与他们所立的约，我虽做他们的丈夫，他们却背了我的约，这是耶和华说的。
So 33节。This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel. After that time, declare the Lord, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people.
33节，耶和华说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样。我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, knowing the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declare the Lord.
他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说，你该认识耶和华，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。我要赦免他们的罪孽，不再纪念他们的罪恶，这是耶和华说的。
Yep. That's the first time in the Bible mention a new covenant.
所以在圣经里面第一次提到说会有一个新约。
Because by the time of this prophet Jeremiah,
因为在这个耶利米的时候
the whole nation of Israel all come to this corruption.
所以整个以色列这个国家到了非常毁败的这个
The northern kingdom already diminished hundred years ago.
这个北国已经上百年前就已经被毁灭了。
Yeah. And now only the two tribes remain in the southern kingdom.
当时只有南国的还有两个支派。
And the southern kingdom repeat the same sin.As Northern Kingdom,
但是南国也是在犯这个和北国一样的罪。
And now God raised up this prophet Jeremiah.
神就兴起了这位先知耶利米。
Tell them, you declare to them, I will give you a new covenant in the future.
所以就借着这个耶利米向这个以色列人宣告说，有一天我会给你们立一个新约。
Right. This is different from the old covenant.
这个与这个旧约不同。
Like I just said, the old covenant was established when they came out of Egypt.
所以刚才我们提到这个旧约是他们出埃及的时候所建的。
And God used a very interesting word to describe how when he first established the old covenant with the Israel people.
神在这里这个描述他怎样立这个旧约时候他描绘是这样的。
Verse 32节
It
will not be like The covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand.
说我拉着他们的手，祖宗的手，领他们出埃及地的时候。
This word took.
所以这个词就说拉。
I checked the New Testament about the dictionary about this word.
我查了一下这个字典里面就是关于这个字。
First time in the New Testament.Took them was in the Peter's dialogue with Jesus.
所以在新约里面用到同样一个字，这个拉的时候，是彼得在和耶稣。
Was a big wave in the lake.
是在那个湖里面有大的风浪。
They saw Jesus walk above the wave.
然后耶稣在水上面行走，在风浪中行走。
And、Peter said.Take me with you.
彼得就说主啊，带我一起过去。
Jesus said, come.
耶稣就说过来。
So Peter walked on the water.
然后彼得也就在水上行走。
Right? And then suddenly he saw the big wave coming.
然后彼得就看见这个风浪来了。
He sunk.
然后他就开始往下沉。
He cried, Lord, save me.
然后他就喊主啊，救我。
That's the shortest prayer ever produced by people.
这就是人的这个最短的一个祷告。
Lord save me.
主啊救我。
And Bible said, Jesus stretched out his hand, pull him up, right?
所以圣经上就这样说，耶稣伸出手来又把他从水里拉起来。
That's the word.
就是同样一个字。
How you save a person from the water, you know, 拽出来的。
就怎样把人这个从水里把他救出来，就是把他从里面拽
出来。 That's the word God used, how God delivered the Israel from Egypt.
这就是神用来这个词来形容他怎样把犹太人从这个埃及把他救出来。
Right.
把他拽出来。
拽出来。这叫半依半就。
他们这个他们没有那么情愿，好像是。
Right.
Yeah.
So, brothers and sisters.
好，弟兄姐妹们。
This review, this Old Testament is something from outward, sort of, done by God. And people is in a passive mode.
Yeah, 所以这个词就好像是我们看见当时就说这个旧约是神加在这个犹太人身上，但是犹太人并没有那么积极的来回应。
And that didn't work.
所以这个就没有不起作用。
Right. So God said, I want to do a new covenant.
所以神说我要建一个设立一个新约。
What's the covenant, new covenant, why it's better?
为什么新约更好呢？
According to God's introduction,
因着这个神的介绍,
I will put my commandment not on the tablets.
我的律法不是写在这个石板上。
The law was put on the two tablets.
我们知道在旧约那个十诫是写在石板上。
Right? It's a law outside.
是外面的一个律法。
Now God said, I will put the law in their mind.
所以说我要把这个律法放在他们的里面。
Right? You read verse 33.
在三十三节。
Yeah. I will put my law in their mind and write them on their hearts.
说我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。
That's the characteristics of the Old Testament, New Testament.
这是这个新约的这个特点。
It is in your life, in your heart.
是在你的生命里面，在你的心里面。
You do it from your heart.
所以你就接着从你的心里面来做。
It is a requirement from your life.
是你的这个生命的一个要求。
Like what?
像什么一样？
If you are a fish,
如果你是鱼的话，
you don't teach little fish how to swim.
你不用教那个小鱼怎样来游泳。
Agree? The fish will swim by nature.
所以这个鱼它天性他就会游泳。
Right? So God says, I will put my law into your heart. That means you will keep my law in your life. From your birth.
所以神就说我要把我的律法放在你的心里面，就说就是变成你的生命，你就可以把它活出来。
All right. Now, when did a Christian receive this new life?
这个基督徒什么时候收到这个接受这个新的生命呢？
Yeah. When did it happen?
什么时候发生的？
When are you born? Are you born again?
你什么时候重生呢？
You, when you believe, accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, right?
当你相信，愿意接受耶稣，
you are justified by faith.And then you receive a new life from God. You are born again.
得到了一个新的生命。
Correct?
是吗？
That is the time this new law is within your heart.
这就是那个律法就进到你的心里面。
And who did this job?
是谁来做这个工作呢？
Huh? Who did this job to you?
谁来做在你身上做这个工作呢？
Holy Spirit.
是圣灵。
Right?Only you are born from the Holy Spirit, you can never be born again.
你若不是从圣灵生的，你就无法重生。
Now, because you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior,
如果你已经接受了耶稣成为你的救主，
then you are born again.
然后这样你就可以重生。
And then you receive this new covenant in your heart.
你也就 在你的心里面有了这个新的这个约。
So this is the second time chapter 8 Hebrew mentioned this better covenant.
所以这就是在希伯来书里面第二次提到这个新约。
And the third time also in the same book in chapter 10.
第三次是在希伯来书第十章。
Also mentioned this better covenant.
同样提到这个更美之约。
So brothers and sisters, now we have this law in our life.
现在我们有这个律法写在我们的生命里面。
You will follow God through in your life if you are committed.
如果你认定要跟随主的话，你就会遵守这个心里面这个法律。
We have two options.
我们有两个选择。
Follow the Holy Spirit or follow your flesh.
所以跟着圣灵走，或者跟着我们的肉体走。
Right.If you follow the flesh, what will be the end result?
如果我们跟随这个肉体而走的话，我们最终的结局是什么？
You will be dead.
最终是会
Because sin will kill you.
因为罪会杀死你。
But if you said no, I don't want that. I want to follow Holy Spirit.
你如果说我不愿意那样，我要来跟随圣灵。
Then the Holy Spirit will make you live a new life.
然后圣灵就会让你。活一个新的生活，新的。
So you have battle.
所以在你里面就有一个征
战。But in this battle, you will conquer the old man.
所以在这个征战中，你这个新人要胜过这个旧人。
All right. When the conquer of old man began this new process.
这个胜过这个旧人的这个过程是怎样开始的呢
？Right. Anyone want to say?When this new life began, so that you will enter into this, follow the Holy Spirit.
是什么时候你就开始了这个新的，这个生新人的生命，然后你就开始跟随圣灵来，来而活呢
？This coming to Friday night, there will be baptism.
所以这个礼拜五的晚上，我们教会会有受洗。
Right. Please come join to celebrate.
请大家都来一起来庆祝。
This coming Friday, we will have four new brothers and sisters.
所以这个礼拜五我们会有四位新的弟兄姐妹们。
During the talk conversation I had with each individual,
我与他们每个人都谈话。
I mentioned very clearly to four of them.
我给他们都很清楚地提到。
The baptism means you are union with Christ, right?
这个受洗代表你与基督联合。
And in this union, on one hand, you union with his death.
一方面，你与他在这个耶稣的死上与他联合。
So when Jesus died, who died with him?
当耶稣死的时候，谁与他一同死呢？
啊 ，me，
我
，the old self, me, died with him, right?
这个老我与耶稣一起同死。
And then you united with his resurrection.
然后你与他的复活联合。
So when Jesus resurrected from the death,
当耶稣从死里复活的时候
，his new life began to release out.
他的这个复活的生命就能释放出来。
You united with his new life.
所以你就与他这个复活的生命联合。
When did it happen?
什么时候开始呢
？Huh? When you baptized.
当你受洗的时候。
Then you begin this new process.
这样你就开始了这个新的这个。
This new process is called sanctification.
这开始这个新的过程，这个新的过程就是这个成圣的过程。
That is the magic of new better covenant.
这就是这个更美之约的这个。
That is the secret of a Christian life.
这就是基督徒生活的奥秘。
Without this beginning, you have no hope.
如果没有这个开始的话，你就没有盼望。
With this magic work of Holy Spirit in your life from your baptism,
若没有这个从受洗而来的这个圣灵的话，在你的生命中
，you follow the Holy Spirit,
你跟随圣灵。
Jesus said, "You are with me in this new covenant."
所以你在这个新的约里面与我，一起。
So, brothers and sisters,
做弟兄姐妹们
he is our high priest.
他是我们的大祭司
the heavenly high priest.
是属天的大祭司
in the order of, let's say, who is the new order? Melchizedek.
是按着麦基洗德的形式。
Let's say it together. Melchizedek.
麦基洗德。
Right. If you don't see that,
如果你看不到这一点，
you are always in the order of Aaron.
你就一直是在这个亚伦的这个等次上。
If you are in the Aaron order, you are always get condemned.
如果你在一直在亚伦的这个等次上，你就一直被定罪。
You are always in the spirit of death.
一直是在这个死的这个灵的控制。
Unless you are in this new realm, the new covenant.
除非你是在这个新约的下面。
You will be under bondage.
你要被释放。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
today my time is up.
我今天的时间已经到了。
I have another part of this message of High Priest Melchizedek.
关于这个麦基洗德这个大祭司，我还有更多的信息。
I'll reserve to the next message.
我会留着下次讲。
But at least today,
但至少今天，
you will know that this Melchizedek order, Jesus is the High Priest.
至少今天我们应该知道，耶稣是照着麦基洗德的等次。
Number one,
大祭司第一。
He has no time limit.
第一，他不受时间的限制。
He shall not die.
他不会死。
He already resurrected.
他已经复活。
He will live forever.
他会永远活着。
He offers sacrifice once for all.
他一次献上，永远。
Better than Aaron.
比这个亚伦所献的祭更好。
Amen.
Amen.
Number two.
第二点。
He is in heavenly position.
第二点，他是在属天的位置上。
We all have this heavenly calling.
我们都有这一个属天的呼召。
We are no longer live for the world, in the world.
我们不再住在这个属于这个世界，而为了，也
不再
为这个世界而活。
If you still in the live in this boundary of the earth.
若你仍然被这个属世的所捆绑的话，
you cannot live a victorious life.
你无法活出一个得胜的生活。
You are still bound by this earthly sphere.
你仍然被这些属世的这些所缠绕。
Controlled by the earthly value system.
被属世的这些价值观念所。
Controlled by the earthly vanity.
被世界的这一切的这个空虚所掌握所控制。
Right. Unless you see a heavenly calling.
除非你看见一个属天的呼召。
You will abandon these earthly things and looking for the heavenly things. That's what Bible wants us to be.
你就会抛弃这个世上属世这一切的捆绑，然后来追求这个属天的这个护照。
Who can help us?
谁能来帮助我们呢？
Our high priest.
我们的大祭司。
And thirdly, he has this better covenant.
第三点就是他有一个更美的约。
This covenant is different from the old covenant.
这个新的约与旧约不同。
The major difference is this new covenant is in our life, our heart.
所以这个新的约是在我们的心里面。
We'll keep this law naturally.
我们就会自然就会来遵循这个约。
Right, you follow the Holy Spirit.
顺着圣灵的带领。
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
Because your word shared light into our life.
因你的话在我们生命中发出亮光。
Lord, please open our inner eyes.
主，求你打开我们里面的眼睛。
Our inner ears.
我们里面的耳朵。
We can hear you speak to us.
我们可以听见你向我们说话。
We can hear you as a heavenly calling.
我们可以听见这个属天的呼召。
That we will obey your high priest authority in all of us.
我们就可以顺从你这个属天大祭司的这个对我们每个人的这个命令。
Yes, and we are small priests under your leadership.
我们在你下面都是些小祭司。
Lord, how wonderful you have called us.
主啊，你对我们的呼召是何等的美好。
May we all faithful to you.
愿我们都对你有这样的那个忠诚。
Your new covenant is always in victory.
你的新约是一个得胜的约。
You will never fail.
你不会失败。
Thank you for this privilege.
谢谢你给我们这样的特权。
Help us.
帮助我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.